Replace you and bring in someone else. touch, but you have excuses. You've got more and more excuses. Honestly, I don't think that you love me. I think your heart is somewhere else. Because if you love me, hey, if you really love me, hey, you'd obey me. You would work much harder.
Tonight, I want to share with you from 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to share with you about fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. It says, whereby are given unto us, 2 Peter 1 verse 4, are given unto us great and exceeding precious promises, but by this we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. Today, I believe that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's all of us, have reached a place where we have to make a decision as to whether we are going to follow the Great Commission or we are just going to be a bless me club. Amen. The Great Commission is go out into the world and make disciples of nations. All right? Now, most of Christianity is preaching about blessings. And we gather together, right, to receive more and more. After we've received last week, we want to receive again this week. And you are putting pressure on us, the pastors, to be magicians and to release blessings we don't even have. Many pastors are almost like magicians, speaking things they cannot give, praying prayers that cannot be answered, declaring things that cannot be. And the reason is because our mind is on other things apart from the main thing. You see, the main reason why the church is reducing, you see, don't be deceived by this large crowd. The large crowd is deceptive in making you think that the church is growing. You see, first of all, Accra, there are more people in Accra than have ever been before. We were never like this. Some years ago, if you want to go from here to, Osu or Kolebu, you know, it was even, there was no road from here. When I was a medical student, there was no road from here to Kolebu or from here to Makati. There was no road at all. It was sand. More people have come into the city. More millions have come. And the reality is that we are rather not growing. You see, it's like when you drive on the high street and you drive on this ring road and so on, you feel that, oh, Ghana is developing. Ghana is developed. What you need to do is to travel and try to take a flight that comes in the afternoon. Okay? And make sure you sit by the window. And when you are landing, look out of the window. And you will see, as you approach the airport, only red sand. Almost every road is red sand. And then you suddenly come to a black road. It means you are Spintex Road, Temamoto Way, and then you are landing. Yes. So on the surface, you feel that there are roads because you can drive from here to Tema on beautiful roads. But it's just an illusion because most of the roads are not done. Most. You get what I'm saying? Don't forget to fly and arrive in the afternoon. Don't come in the night. Come in the afternoon and sit by the window and you will see. If you go outside Accra for crusades, you know, I've been all over Accra, Ghana, every region. I've had so many crusades. You will realize that our big mouths and our big pa-pa that we are doing in the city of Accra is just for Accra. There is nothing there. It's just like the development in the nation. It's just here. There's nothing there. And when you drive around West Africa, I've driven all over. I didn't fly. I drove. I drove from here to Mali, Senegal, everywhere. Every country. When you drive, look, you will bow your heads in shame as you see how the whole West Africa has been dashed to other religions by Christians and pastors of this generation. When I was in Senegal, driving from Senegal to Gambia and to Guinea-Bissau, I remember when I was in the car, at the point I bowed down, I said, oh no, there's no church. No church at all. You drive for miles and all the people have been dashed. Take us. We have been dashed and handed over to other religions. No, I don't want to mention any religion. You can, you know the religions that are in the world. Yes. Hey, Sierra Leone is only about 10% Christian now. Sierra Leone. Yes. You can't believe it. You have to go to see. I've driven through Sierra Leone from Freetown to Makeni, Bo, Kenema, different cities where the walls were, the diamonds, and all those places. I've stayed there and had crusades there. Not with aeroplanes, with cars. We have dashed everything. And we are sitting in the cities clapping for ourselves that we've done well. But you see, it's an illusion. It's an illusion. And most of us are overfed sheep. And most of us are overpolished coins that have been polished and polished and repolished. When you watch Christian television, you can see that same spirit, the spirit of the world, not the spirit of Christ. The spirit of the world is the spirit of, that looks after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of this life is what we are all looking for, not Christ and his glory and his will. So you see that most Christians don't win souls. You don't obey the Great Commission. As you've come here, you are, even a lot of people, you are not even Christians. You've come to be blessed. It's like, bless me. Even armed robbers want to be blessed. Armed robbers pray for protection. They receive prayers from pastors. Yes, people doing evil, we pray for them and bless them. But that does not mean that you are a Christian. Just as much as if I stand in a garage and I say I'm a BMW, it doesn't make me a car. So many of us are barren Christians. You see, today, most pastors are praying against barrenness. In every church, there are people who don't have children. And you see, it's a big thing. We are always praying for them, doing anything to help you to have a child. Because it's something so difficult to handle by everybody. We pray for them, we anoint them, we prophesy, and we want that problem to go. But there is an even worse, higher dimension of a problem, and that is the barrenness of Christians. Spiritual barrenness. Where are your fruits? This, you see, your pastor, you see, that's what a lot of people don't know. Your pastor was a Christian. I think Accra High, you were a president or something. This is an ordinary person who found the Lord, and as he has grown and he has served the Lord, all of you are now gathering here. You get it? So you are his fruit. Oh. You are his fruit. You are his fruit. Oh. You are rejoicing as his fruit. But you, what about you? What fruit is going to come out of you? And that is why, if you can put my scripture back, it says, if you do these things, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God expects you to be fruitful and not to be barren. Please put my scripture back, the person who is controlling the thing. 2 Peter 1, I think verse 8. All right. God is expecting you to be fruitful and not to be barren in Christ. So Apostle General found Christ. He found Christ in secondary school. I found Christ in Achimota School. Bishop Eddie found Christ in which school? Prempeh College. Most of us found Christ in secondary school. It has not ended there. Eh? He has gone forward and borne fruit. And I'm standing, look at me, I'm standing in the middle of his fruits. I'm standing in the middle of his fruits. One person, fruits. What about you? What about you? What about you? What fruit are you bearing? Every day, bless me. Every day, touch me. Touch me, Lord. I'm here for one more time. Touch me one more time. Prophesy to me, Lord. Speak to me now. Lord, I'm here to receive it. I take it, Lord. Every day, you are taking things. Every day, you are receiving things. Every day you are coming with your calabash empty to receive from the Lord. Every day you are receiving, but it's time for you to rise and to give something. It's time for you to rise and bear fruits. Yes, just like your pastor. I'm using your own apostle as the example of this message. That he is a standalone man. He went to secondary school. He came out of secondary school. And today I am standing here at this place is called Obechebi Lamte Runabout, in the midst of his fruit, a student from Accra High who was an SU member. Yeah. Now, I also. also, I'm also from a Timothy School Scripture Union. And I'm surrounded by my fruits. And I'm moving on to still bear more fruits. And I'm always encouraging Christians to bear fruits. Now you see, those that, please put the scripture back and go to the next verse, verse 9. Right. Now, those who don't bear fruit, you see, Christians who don't bear fruit have three problems. The three problems are in this verse. And pastors who don't tell their members to bear fruit also have these three problems and transmit it to their sheep. Number one, they have forgotten. You see, those who forget, they have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. You see, most people forget how salvation came to them. And you forget that salvation does not come by osmosis. Salvation comes by gospel preaching. The kind of messages we used to preach and we used to hear that made us disciples, that is not what we are hearing today. One day I met a pastor of a very big church. I was with him somewhere. And I asked him, when you became a Christian, what kind of messages were you hearing? I asked him, I said, just an inquiry. He said, I had messages on discipleship, sacrifice, serving the Lord. Then I asked him, then how come you are only preaching about money every day? Why? When you go to the church, every day we talk about money, and you wonder why the message has changed so much. And it's because people have forgotten how a person like the Apostle General is formatted, how he is created. How did we become pastors? How did we become leaders? This is what people have forgotten. You see, and pastors are the chief culprits of this forgetting problem. We've forgotten how we came to be here. Yes, I have not forgotten how I came to be here. The reason why I give books and I introduce books, I remember how I became anointed.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I became anointed in 1988 in Suhum. I was in my final year, medical school, and I had to go to Suhum for 1 month. On my way there, I took some tapes by Kenneth Hagin. I was always listening to Kenneth Hagin. I still listen to him all the time. And one night, whilst I was praying there, because I had started listening for about 10 years, I was kneeling down and I fell asleep. And then I woke up at about 3 a.m. in Suhum. I was alone in the room. And Kenneth Hagin was in the tape preaching. It was about 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. And suddenly, because it was auto-reverse, so it was going, coming, so it was still on. Suddenly, something jumped out of the tape recorder and entered my belly. And then I heard a voice in the room. And the voice said, from today, you can teach. From today, you can teach. That was in 1988, in June. And I became anointed. In fact, then the Lord said to me, I will prove it to you. I'll show you. I didn't know what was happening to me. That's why I write a lot of books about the anointing. People don't know. It's not a certificate, administration, this, that, your name, money. It's not. When I come here, I mean, I like the name Oil Dome because basically what is working is the Holy Spirit and the anointing. That is what is working. And that is what happened to me. Oh, yes. In 1988. He said, from today you can teach. And today, more than 20 years later, you see, the Holy Spirit is like the wind. You cannot see the Holy Spirit. If I'm anointed, you can never see. But you can see the effect of the anointing. You can't see anointing, but you can see the effects of the anointing. Yes. And here I'm standing, over 10 million books in different languages. I'm invited to different nations is so many, over 10 million books, more than, with people inviting me, different nations. I cannot go. They just read a book and I want you to come. I don't know them from anywhere. I'm invited mostly because of my books. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. Because I said, from today you can teach. From today you can teach. From today you can teach. So that is why I encourage my church to listen to my podcast all the time. I encourage you to listen to it too. I have something we call the Makane. And if I listen to the messages, because Bible says in Acts 10:44 that as they were praying, as the preaching was going on, the Holy Ghost fell on them who were hearing. Not those who were outside, those who were listening. Acts 10:44, you can see it for yourself. Are you there? Those who heard. So I believe that when you are hearing the word, you can become anointed during the hearing of the word of God. So I have not forgotten. Back to my verse. 2 Peter 1:9. I have not forgotten how I came to be here. I have not forgotten how I came to be saved. You have to go out and preach the gospel. Today, what are we preaching about? Every day, bless, money, this, and all upon all that, we are not also prospering. Most pastors are in debt up to their necks. Most churches are in debt up to their necks. That is not prosperity. Prosperity is not debt. It's not loans. It's not mortgages. That is not prosperity. When you owe money, you have not prospered. All these are just imaginations, illusions. There's nothing to it. It's just hot air, bubbles. That is not what brings prosperity. Matthew 6:33 is my secret for prosperity. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's a secret to prosperity to me for a Christian. I recently heard Bishop Oyedepo saying exactly the same thing. I've said it for years, that for me, my secret of prosperity is Matthew 6:33. Work for the Lord, he will take care of the rest. Work for the Lord, he will take care of the rest. Yes. We are forgotten. That is why the songs that we sing, today you can hardly find a Christian song that is talking about the gospel. Hey, you hear the songs they are composing. It's all about blessing, receiving, getting something, and so on. You wonder what the church is about. Yes. Whether we are a bank. So that when you come to church, you wonder whether it's a bank you've come to or a motivational school. You have pastors who are translated into motivational speakers instead of preaching the word of God. Yes. I don't care whether you like what I'm preaching about or not. It doesn't bother me at all. I didn't come here to please you. I need somebody to help me to get my bouquets. Help me, right? Sacrifice. Yeah, this one. Yeah. We've forgotten. Pastors have forgotten how Christians are formed. That is why we are not preaching what was preached to us. It said those who are barren and unfruitful, they have three problems. One is that they have forgotten. When we became Christians, we were told to take up our cross and follow Jesus. You sacrifice. Today, we don't preach about suffering. That's why I changed the title of this book to Losing. I changed it so that it will be more direct, clear. Suffering. Look, Christianity involves suffering. You are supposed to suffer as a Christian. Philippians 1:29 says, we are called not only to believe in him, but also to suffer. If you come to Jesus, you are called to suffer. That is why today you can't find virgins in a church, the charismatic church. You can't find a virgin. There are no more virgins. The only virgins are aeroplanes, Virgin Atlantic and so on. You can't find a virgins in the church. Yes. There's nothing like a virgin. There's nothing like holiness. There's nothing like sacrifice. How can we send somebody from Accra to Techiman, to Begro, to Salaga, to go and be a missionary there? Why will he go? He will never go. Why should he? From Accra to where? What is in Salaga?
What is in Bimbila? That is why Bimbila has been given over to other religions as we are sitting here praising ourselves. How can you say, when the person has been oriented to receive more, to get more things and prosper, and all his orientation that he's hearing is how to get more things and prosper more, get more cars, more houses, more life, more everything. How will you be able to say, I'm sending you now as a missionary to Bimbila? That is why when you go to Bimbila, when you go to Salaga, you will not see charismatic churches there. I've been there, I've been in Salaga, I lived there for 7 days. Why do you talk about charismatic? There is nothing like us over there. You can't get any of us to go there. We have thrown away the cross. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is the power. Power is not when you fall from here to here. If I have no power to send you from Accra to Bimbila, then I don't have power. If I touch you, you fall just here. It's just 1 meter. From here to Bimbila is several kilometers. Yes, when I touch you and you fall down, you are just falling by 1.5 meters. The preaching of the cross, the preaching of sacrifice, the preaching of the cross is power. It is power. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The preaching of the cross is power. That is power. If you take away cross, you take away cross, you take away suffering, you take away losing, the church becomes big but powerless. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power. That is power. Real power is when people start to sacrifice. Every religion, the power of the religion is in the sacrifice of the religion. So when you take out the sacrifice element from the religion becomes powerless. That is why our brothers on the other side, their religion is increasing. They are prepared to die. We want to live. They don't mind to die. And we are forgotten. We are forgotten. Oh yes. We've forgotten all about how Christianity came about. Which religion has a founder who went somewhere to kill him? I mean, make sure that he is killed. Which religion? Do you know any religion? You don't know any religion who has a founder where the founder decided to go and be killed. You don't know any religion. Which religion is that? Our religion is the one which... And when you go somewhere so that you die, what is it called? Suicide. Where does that come from? It comes from Christianity, where you give your life. Hallelujah. How do you think Christianity came to Ghana? People came and died here. Go to Osu by the Osu Cemetery. There is another cemetery called Mission Cemetery. Yes. Go to Ekwapim Mountains. You see, white people, they came, they died there. They died in Ghana. Plenty Germans. They shed their blood in Ghana. That is why today Ghana is such a Christian nation. But it's reducing. Christianity percentage is reducing. It's reducing. Yes, it comes by sacrifice. And you take the cross. Even in churches, you don't find a cross in a church now. You can't find a cross. It's a modern church. We throw out the cross. Doing all kinds of things. A prophet will come and say, Shabakayaba, Shabaloba. You stand up. I see a vision. You are going to be a missionary in Boston, Massachusetts. Receive it. You, stand up. You are going to be my missionary in Hamburg, Germany. Receive it now. You, stand up. I see you in Geneva, Switzerland. Receive it. Then you call another brother and say, you are going to be my pastor in Togo. And you say, Tofiakwa, let it pass over me. I refuse every Togolese mission in the name of Jesus. What is Togo? I curse it. I reject it. I bind it. I refuse it. Yes. You are cursing. Why are you cursing when I send you to Togo? Why are you cursing when I send you to Togo? What is in Togo? Is it not human beings? Is it not human beings? Who are the people in Togo?
I've had crusades in the north of Togo, Parakou, in Sokode, Parakou, all these places, Benin at the north. There's nothing like church there. Oh, what are you talking about? What a shame to all of us. We are praising ourselves too early. We are forgotten how Christianity was born. Number two, go back. 2 Peter 1, my time is finishing. He that lacketh these things has got three problems. Number one, he has forgotten. He has forgotten. You've forgotten the basics of Christianity.
Yes, sir.
Somebody was accused that by you are always preaching basics. I'm preaching basics, and you are preaching what? Number two, he cannot see afar. You only see Accra. You only see what is around you. Just what is around. And so it deceives you. You see, people who are short-sighted, they become happy with themselves very easily. Yes. Don't bother to put offering when I'm preaching. But very few people will come when I'm preaching. My preaching will not let you give offerings like that. Yeah, it's not that type of preaching. You don't need to give me some consolation offerings. Don't worry. Oh, yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. You want to prosper? This is a prosperity message. You say you are prospering. Bring your prosperity. Let's see whether you are really prospering. He cannot see far. You cannot see far. Those of you from South Africa, I tell you, I'm going around your country. Hey! When I went to a certain place, the mayor has not been there before. They are afraid of that place. Pastors told me, said, we are amazed that you are able to come here and have a crusade here. It's like the people have been dashed to whatever should happen to them should happen to them. That's how we are as pastors. We are just like the politicians. Out of sight, out of mind. Yes. 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 You can't see afar. That is why you would think that things are going well. But if you go around, I tell you, we had a crusade somewhere when it was time for offering. Oh, my heart was shaking. People brought pepper. The offering was pepper, eggs, yam, tomato. I tell you, that was the offering. There's no money there. It's just pepper and tomato, chicken, eggs. This was the offering they brought. Yes. And you see poverty. And we are praising ourselves at Christ. We say Ghana is a middle income, this and that and that. Pastors, we are just like the politicians. We are just the same. African pastors. Yes. When the gospel is in our hands, we are so selfish. Oh yes. We just think about ourselves. We don't think about others. We don't think about others. You are blessing Accra. You have a problem, and your problem is that you cannot see far. What you are saying that you need, it's just that you can't see far. If your eyes open to see a little further, you see that you are blessed. You see that God has given you more than you ever need in your life till you die. Yes, but we don't see far. That is why we stay where we are, and we praise ourselves. Sometimes I look at my life, I say, Lord, how many years more do I have? To do what? Time is going by. I never knew that I would be 50 years old. I feel as if I'm just in my 20s. Hey, time is running. We are the pastors who have supervised the reduction of the church. We are the pastors who have supervised and brought in the spirit of the world, the spirit of looking for money, diamond, gold, silver, and turned the church into a place of money hunters. One day, you know, you listen. No?
Preach.
Listen, don't be angry. Listen to what I'm going to say. One day I was in a church. It was my own church. Don't think of somebody's church. My own church. And then I saw people lifting up their hand. Then I heard a voice, and the Spirit said, "It's not the Holy Spirit who is here." I said, "Why?" He said, "It's another spirit." I said, "What spirit?" He said, "Spirit of the world."
So why do you say the spirit of the world? I said, the people, they are not after the things the Holy Spirit gives. Let me show you what happens when the Holy Spirit comes. Listen on. If you want to argue with me, argue with the Bible. It says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes. When the Holy Spirit comes. And you shall buy houses, cars, diamonds. You shall receive power after the Spirit comes. When the Spirit is on a ministry. When the Spirit is on a pastor. A spirit. Read the Bible. You shall receive power and you become witnesses. You start witnessing. Today, people don't even know how to witness. You only invite people to come to church, but don't know how to lead somebody to Christ. And pastors don't know how to preach the gospel. If I give you Zacchaeus, I say, preach about Zacchaeus. Preach about blind Bartimaeus. Preach. You can't preach the gospel. Most pastors cannot. Watch and see. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes. What happens? You become witness to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. That is the evidence. If you want to know whether the Holy Spirit is in a church, it's not by people are falling down. Whoosh! Hush! There's nothing like that in the Bible. I believe in falling down. I like it when people fall down. I want them to fall down when I pray. I prefer they should fall down than they should stand. Yeah. But I am telling you, you shall receive power after the Spirit comes on you. He didn't say, and they shall fall down. He said, they shall go as witnesses to Jerusalem, to Judea, to where? Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That is the sign that the anointing is on you. Yeah? That's when the Holy Spirit is on a minister. Don't tell me the size of your car. Don't tell me that is you are traveling business class or first class. Don't tell me where you've been to America. Jesus never took pictures with Pontius Pilate or Herod or any of these guys. I tell you, he never saw them till the crucifixion. Yes. That's not a sign of anointing. Listen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. To preach that. You see, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, man of God, you say you're a man of God. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me to preach, to do what? To preach the gospel to the rich, isn't it? To the rich, To the rich. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. When I see you standing in the midst of the poor preaching, then I'll know that you are anointed. When you preach and they can give you nothing, then you know that you are anointed. Those who are not fruitful have three problems. Put my scripture back there. Put my scripture. Please don't forget this scripture. This is your memory verse. He that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see far, and has forgotten. These are your three problems. Number one, he has forgotten how he became saved at Scripture Union. Number two, he doesn't see far, just Accra or just around your church, your little world. William Booth, he was an apostle general, like apostle general, but I don't think he was called, I think it was general. You are apostle general. One day he sent a letter to all his pastors and he asked that every pastor should be there for the reading of that letter. So all the pastors gathered. He was not there. He sent the letter. They gathered and then he said the letter should not be opened till everybody is there. Everybody was there and they opened the letter. When they opened the letter, they were shocked. Do you know what was in the letter? A single word. A letter with only one word. Do you know the word that was in the letter? How many want to know the one word? Those at the back. All of you outside, far away. Do you want to know the word that was in the letter from General Booth? When he died, 60,000 people attended his funeral. A very great man. The word that was in his letter was others. 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 There are others. There are others apart from us here. Apart from us who are happy here, there are some others who are waiting and hoping that we will remember that Ghana is not Accra. West Africa is not Ghana. The world is not just Africa. There are more places. There are others. Others exist and are hoping that apart from the Apostle General, there will be young men here who will not just sit in this church and receive blessings every day and receive polishing every day, but who will rise up and say, I want to be like this man. I also want to bear fruit. I want to also be surrounded by a mega church and see many people come to know the Lord through my life and my ministry. Yes. Others. Others. Everybody say others. Say others. 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 There are others. The last problem of those who don't bear fruit is that they are blind. Blind. Blind to what? They don't see eternity. They see only this world. But we used to sing, this world is not my hope. We used to sing, I have another world in view, in view. I have another world in view. Why she? I have another world in view, in view. I have another world in view. I have another world in view. In view, like I'm looking at it. I'm looking at another world. But here we are. Wait, wait. I have this world in view, in view. I have my Range Rover in view. I have my Mercedes Benz in view. I have my going to London in view. I'm going to New York City in view. Hey, I have my prosperity in view. But we used to say, I have another world in view. Like I'm looking at another world. It's not my personal song. It's a song that we all sing. There is nobody sitting on the front row who was not singing this song before. Give me a bottle of water. A bottle of water. Water, yeah. Okay, no, come on. Yeah. You blind pastors, wicked prophets of today. Wicked. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will have 50 houses. We'll drive Mercedes Benz. We'll go to London 20 times a year. But stop giving offering when I'm preaching. I beg you, after you give offering. Huh? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, so that we will prosper. What kind of nonsense is that? Read your Bible, John 3:16. That's the reason why God gave his son. Look, if you don't line up with God, it's God who prospers you. Man cannot prosper you. A human being cannot make you prosper. Only God can prosper. So you better read this word. Yes. Listen to what I'm saying. There is a reason for this church and the church in general. God so loved the world that he gave his only, he had only one begotten son. And he gave his son. Why? So that those as many as believe will not perish. Perish where? In hell. But you see, pastors and many Christians, we are blind. We are blind. We don't see eternity anymore. We don't see heaven. We don't see hell. We only see Ghana, London, Germany, Hamburg, New York, and where? California, Holland. Switzerland. Wow. I have another world in view. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. Lazarus, the rich man, went to hell. And he was in hell crying. Crying for water. Like this. And he said, send Lazarus from the dead to go and tell my brothers in Accra. To tell them what?
tell them what? They shouldn't fight over the property. No, he tell them that there is a place like this. Yes. There is a place. Today as I speak, everybody, your cousins, your relatives who are dead, they are all somewhere. Your mother, your sisters, our former presidents, everybody is either in heaven or in hell. But we are blind towards that. I have another world in view. We are blind to eternity. Lazarus begged, the rich man said, please send Lazarus. I'm begging you to send Lazarus to go. And he said, they have the prophets. Let them tell them. You see, prophets are supposed to warn people about hell. What are prophets doing today? What are prophets doing today? Yeah. He said, they have the prophet. Let the prophets tell. So prophets, if you are a prophet, listen, you are supposed to warn people about hell. Pastors, we are supposed to preach about hell and heaven. Today, you can't easily come to a church and hear about heaven and hell because we want more people to come. Tonight, as I close, remember these are the three diseases. One, and it will not make you fruitful, but if you are fruitful, John 15:16, I've called you that you may bear fruit and your fruit will abide. Today, Apostle General is a blessed man. He's not blessed because of the school he went to. The fruit that he's bearing is around him. Yes. That's the reality. He's blessed because he's bearing fruit. All of us, it's not the school that we went to. It's not our families. It's not this, nothing. It's the work that we are doing, the fruitfulness of the work we are doing. That is a blessing. So instead of sitting there just waiting to receive, decide, I'm going to be a fruitful Christian. Decide, listen, let me give you a prophetic word. There are people here today, God is calling you to serve him. Oh yes. God is calling you to serve him. I want you to accept the call. Otherwise, your life will always be just going around in circles. You may end up going into other things. Take up the call. Take up the call. Follow him. Humble yourself. Learn about ministry. Get the books and bear fruit. And stop just saying, today I'm here to receive. Oil. It's nice. We've been doing it. And we all love it. But there is more. You see, God is God. You cannot just force God to do things. No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Listen, prophetically, there are some people here, God has called you. Come and serve him. If you don't want any good example, I'll ask you to just see your pastor. He was a nobody, like all of, we were all students. Nobody knew us. Preaching. Scripture Union. Over the years, trying to do something for the Lord. Look at us. We are here today. If you don't like my message, listen carefully and you'll see that it will be a blessing to you to be fruitful. Put my scripture back as I close. Put my scripture back. Everybody, remember this scripture. These are the three problems that those who are barren have. He that lacketh these things, number one, is blind. Number two, he does not see far. He just sees Accra. I don't know which town you are. Nelspruit, Johannesburg, that's all. But there are more people far. And number three, he has forgotten how he was saved. Like how salvation comes. He has forgotten. Don't forget this verse. How many will remember this verse? Yeah, I know you remember this verse. It will be a blessing to you. Stand up, everyone. Listen. If you are here tonight, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, lift your hand. Close your eyes, everybody. Lift your hand. If you are here, you don't know Jesus, but you don't want to go to hell, lift your right hand. Quickly, please. I want to pray for you. God bless you. Father, thank you for all those that have lifted their hands. They want to give their lives to you. Touch them. Say this prayer. Everybody join and say this prayer. Lord Jesus, Please forgive me for my sins. Have mercy on my life. Please write my name in the book of life. I receive you as my Savior today, in Jesus' name.